Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is up, Action Fanatics? So great to be back. I know. Can you believe this?
They Ted fired me yet.
Ted made it. He made it through. Shoot, there goes a touchdown, Ted. Damn it, UAB looks good. Yeah, welcome back. So Todd Kirk, Ted Flynn is here.
Yeah. Back on Action Fanatics. And remember, everything here at Action Fanatics is brought to you by Wild Rose, where you can go to DraftKings and Bet. What's the other one? DraftKings and Bet.
Bet Rivers.
Bet Rivers.
Bet Rivers.
And he's got the Jefferson, Clinton, and Emmitsburg with a sidehawk game in 10 days or 9 days when you listen to this. If you don't have a DraftKings account, I don't think we can be friends. Like, I don't think we can be friends anymore. Like, I might just stop talking to you in person and online. So you need to get off your butt. I don't think you have to go to the casinos now. You can just get on DraftKings, follow along. So that way, because you're just listening to us for the banter.
Do you have friends? I didn't know you had friends. Well, judging by Twitter, you have a freaking lot of friends.
Yeah, my friends that aren't on Twitter love calling my Twitter friends my fake friends, but that's a whole different conversation. But yeah, like you need to go and, you know, you don't have to bet $20 or $30, $50. You can bet like $4 or $5 and just have fun. Because right now, me and Todd are watching a stupid UAB Jacksonville State game on a Wednesday when we should be doing something else, like, you know, talking to our families. But no, here we are. And UAB is going to cover the 16.5, and we're going to lose because Jacksonville State are a bunch of chumps. And that's fine.
2:51 left, 23-0 UAB. And by the way, I'm glad you brought up DraftKings. There are two specials going on. Have you seen these things? Have you bet them?
You get guaranteed $65.
It's not even fair. No. It's free freaking money, dude. I think I was checking real quick because the –
the over under the Georgia game is down to 14 points.
13.
Free $25 on that. You can bet $50, get $46 back as long as Tampa Bay keeps it in 73.
Well, they're going to win outright. I mean, they're winning that. That's a different podcast.
So right there, you have $65 to play with for the whole season.
You know? So put in 75 bucks and basically you're going to have 150 in after the 9th of September, right? In a week.
Correct.
So put in 75, double your money.
Don't put that money on Jacksonville State. Cause they're a bunch of chumps.
Unless you want to live bet it. I think you can probably get Jacksonville State. Let's see right now, Ted, if you want, they don't have anything up yet. They're waiting the extra point. Hey, minus 24.5.
No, I'm not touching it. There's only one Gamecock in college football, and that's North South Carolina with Zeb Nolan as their quarterback. So these that frauds.
That's a story.
Gamecocks, they're frauds. I shouldn't have bet them. They got my money. Going to win it back tomorrow on Boise State Moneyline. That's a spoiler. Right. We're going to discuss that.
You're already getting there. So by the way, let's get into Thursday and Friday night's game. But real quick, we have to let's welcome in our two new listeners, Indy Hawk and Andrew Downs. We both got a new listener based on Twitter banter this week.
Here we go.
Indy Hawk is coming in. He finally understands the connection, and Andrew Downs never listened before, but now he's coming into the fold. So welcome both of you. This is for anybody. This is not, we may be on CycloneFanatic.com. I may have gone to Iowa State. Ted may frequent that facility quite a bit. It doesn't matter. I can say this. I love the Hawks. I met my wife. at the Rose Bowl in 1985.
So one of us can say that.
I can say that. So I'm not, this has nothing to do with my money. My money doesn't care what team you're betting on.
And if you are a new listener, Todd is much more like into like the analytics of this, where I have like principal bets that are just dumb, but they make me money. So, yes. So I understand, like, listening to me talk, you're like, he's an idiot. What's, but I'm like at like 68% was last year. So like I win just as stupid bets. And I'm right now that I'm like taking it more serious because this podcast, I'll probably lose money.
And the unders, dude, we hit some unders last week. It was between you and Chris and I think we were 7-8.
That Illinois one was tight.
2.5, 3. Yeah. 8-4. I don't know. You know, I didn't, I got in on that thing early enough that it wasn't that scary. Even if he made the extra point, I still would have covered. But I think, you know, again, if you waited, which I'm okay with, if you waited, you were down at 52.5, right? I mean, that's always a bad beat on Van Pelt.
Field goal, any kind of field goal there ends it. You're
yeah. Over. Yeah. So. All right. So let's, all right, here we got on the slate tomorrow. You know, Ted, I'll let you kind of run with it. Actually, you know, you mentioned Boise State.
That's the game I think is going to be one of the better games of the weekend.
I think so too. Let's go. Let's get into it. What are you looking at?
Well, so Boise has a new coach. I think USC has a new coach. Boise's coach is a defensive coach. He coached there a couple of years ago, but he recruited a lot of players that are there now. The offensive coordinator he got, I don't know where he's from, but I heard on one of the podcasts this week while I was out running, is he averaged 13 seconds a play as last college. So I love unders, but I think this game is going to be crazy.
77.
It's not 77 now, is it?
Yes, it was up there. Yes.
No, it's not.
Hold on. I'm telling you
it's
right
71.
Now.
71.
67. Sorry, 67.
Yeah. Jesus. I give it a 77. Yeah, I'm on the under. But like, you know, 67, it's going to be hot. Chance of thunderstorms and like, you would think that rain is bad for unders. Rain is good for unders. You want wind if you're going for an under.
Windy unders.
I think it's going to cross 67. I think it's going to cross it easily. But I also think Boise is going to win outright. So
interesting.
I trust Boise more. They have a defense. They have a defensive minded coach. I just feel like that's going to be the difference. And I mean, you can take it. What's it +5.5 right now?
Yeah.
So like, that's a good number. I had a free DraftKings account for 3 units and I bet it on Boise money line earlier this week.
Really?
So, really? Help that I'm like a Boise fan kind of, because I have many Boise fans in the tailgate society, but I don't know. I'm all in. I don't think they're scared.
A team doesn't, they don't have the cachet that they used to have, in my opinion. You know, I know
they're going across country.
Yeah. Both. And like you said, listen, the weird thing is you've got Malzahn who left Auburn to go to UCF and Boise's coach left Boise to go to Auburn. And then you got this new guy in Harrison or whatever his name is. I'm not even 100% like whatever, like a stats and what you're thinking. I do know that I like UCF in this. And I know Chris does too. That's one of his plays. We'll get into that. I just think it's a home team. -5.5 with Malzahn there. I'm with you kind of on this. 67.5 is the highest.
Boise has the stormtrooper helmets this week. It's darn near
difference.
The white one, the white helmets. It's almost a principal play. The white helmets with the blue Bronco. I would gladly go against you two just so I can mock you two come tomorrow night, 9:30 when I'm
at the bar. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it that you do it. I'm not putting this in my love. I just like, I like the UCF story.
And if you're scared of either side, I feel pretty confident this is going to get over 67.
I don't doubt it. And that is the highest over under number for basically we have 5 days of football starting today with UAB.
No, there's a 71. I saw it. So I'm going to bet under on a principal.
Really?
Yeah. I'll go look real quick while you
talk. All right. Yeah. Find that one. Okay. No, sorry, I'm going to go against you. I know Chris is going against you as well on that one. The other game that I'm kind of focused in is Ohio State, Minnesota. I know that game's fluctuated between 14.5, 13.5. It's now settled in at 13.5. Ohio State has made me as much money as Alabama in first half bets the last 2 years. More, I mean, it's just like a lock. This is a low number because you have a Minnesota team that is basically the same 20 some guys they had last year. They've got Ibrahim, who's a really, really good running back. I think it's Morgan is their quarterback. Ohio State's got, I think it's CJ Stroud. He won that starting position or starting quarterback thing at a race, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Like everybody predicted he'd win it. Even though this is like Ohio State retooling, Ted, now that it's 13.5, that's kind of like a principal thing too.
If you can get a 13.5, you got to hammer Ohio State. Like they're going to beat them.
I like it.
I like you over here too. Go over here.
I don't know. You could do.
You think Ohio State stays under 40?
Oh man. Here's what I think. I'm thinking for sure that all I have to do is lay 7 points. Even though they're on the road to Minnesota, they're going to be geared up, row the boat. I'm not a big row the boat guy, dude. -7 in the first half. I love it. 13.5 because it's there now based on principle. I think I like that bet just in general.
Yeah. I mean, but like I said, it's on the same time as Boise. So, I mean, it's up to you if you want to, no, I guess it's 8:00. So it's an hour afterwards. So yep. 7:00 central kickoff. I tell you what game on Thursday I'm all in on. This is going to be on my confident AF picks. It is ECU +10.5 or whatever. Yes, it's 10 now. Maybe it's 9.5 against App State. App State is, I got the stat here right now. A, ECU tends to beat them straight up a lot. And also App State is something like 3-10 against the spread the last 13 games. New coach there, right? I'm pretty sure it's a new coach. I see you cringing. 3-10 is a stat. It's a legit stat.
I kind of like ECU. I'm not going to lie.
I think ECU might win this game outright, to be honest. Like
I'm with you. Here, what do they say? Do you know what they say in East Carolina? Have you ever heard this before?
No.
I think this is the team that is like, we don't care. Like they say anytime, anywhere. Like they'll play you. That's their football team motto.
And it's a neutral field. It's in Charlotte. It's not
anytime, anywhere, Ted. They don't care. Dude, yeah, the Pirates don't care.
Yeah. It's one of my picks. I'm on ECU to cover the 9.5 or whatever it is. All right.
I don't hate it. It's going to be a good game. App State was,
I don't even know what channel that one on. What channel is that game even on?
I could tell you because they tell on the Action Network.
Because Boise's on and Ohio State's on at the same time. Is that maybe a CBS Sports Network? There's going to be a lot of games going on tomorrow.
It's
going
to be hard to figure out where everybody is, quite frankly. But I want to pull this up. So you use the Action app too, right?
No, I do, but I don't have it up on my phone right now. I'm on Vegas Insiders right now.
Do you pay for it? Do you do like the pro version of it?
No, I don't need to see how bad my stats are. Oh, I just know that I make money during college football. Let me do the math in my head. I made 25 units last Saturday on football, and I already lost 15 in baseball because baseball is the devil's sport.
What are you?
I hate it.
What are you doing?
Because I'm bored, and I want to bet, and that's the only thing on TV. Todd.
Don't do it. The baseball's so hard.
And preseason NFL unders kind of killed me last Sunday. But
baseball's way too hard. Well, I can't find Action. I'm going to have to open up my app because it's
and proud of it.
My phone, every time I open up the betting app, it says I'm a degenerate. All right. So NCAA football. Let's see.
But yeah, so I'm all in on the East Carolina Pirates tomorrow night. I mean, like I said, 3-10, that's a trend. All right, that's not something you sneeze at when like you're like, oh well, because everyone loves Appalachian State to beat Michigan. They're a good team. They're not saying they're a good bad team. I'm just saying I don't see them winning this game. Is what I'm saying.
No, I'm with you.
They might cover, but it is on ESPNU.
ESPNU. How'd you find that faster than me?
I use Yahoo Sports. It's the best sports app out there.
Okay, damn it. I didn't like that you found that before me because the Action app has it. All right, we talked to. A crap ton about East Carolina, App State. I don't hate that bet. All right. So far Thursday, we're going head to head right out of the gate. on UCF. You got Boise. At East Carolina, I think I would agree with you. There's we talked a little bit about Ohio State. I just took a principal 13.5. I love first half Ohio State bets. There's three other games I want to talk about. I'll hit on this one. Eastern Washington at UNLV. UNLV is the worst. Listen, here are the teams, and I'm going to hammer these people for this year, and I'm not throwing this in your face because I like to, but I want to bring this up. UConn, UMass, Bowling Green, UNLV, New Mexico State, worst five teams in football. Akron is really close to that. I'll never forget. I told you not to do it, dude. I told you not to bet UConn. And what did I tell you was going to happen? And sure as you know what, it happened. They didn't even score.
It wasn't even. Oh, by the way, it's not Akron that's playing Tennessee. It's Bowling Green.
Coming up. I know. I'm going to get to that one. But, I mean, these teams are terrible. You can't bet UConn on the road.
How is UNLV a favorite against anybody?
Thank you. Eastern Washington, +2.5. Bring that one to me. I will take that all day. I don't care if I lose it. Again, it's a principal thing, Ted. UNLV is awful. Iowa State's favored by 31.5. Our people picked Iowa State. I had it 37.5. I can't even imagine what the spread versus UNLV is going to be. It's terrible. So we agree on that one.
Channel, right? Called STAD, whatever that is. Yeah.
Stadium Network. Right.
So the game that scares me the most when it comes to Thursday is this Rutgers Temple game.
There you go. That's where I was going next.
It's a trap game. Like all week, I'm like, I want to pick Temple. 14.5 to me points. And I start digging into it. Temple's not good.
They're terrible. Yeah. I mean, they're not in the bottom five bad, but they're not the Temple. Doggone it. Who was their coach that was there like 2-3 years ago? Everybody confuses them for that. If you're not a savvy better, they're not the Temple they used to be. Yes, you are correct.
Rod Carey? That's who's there now.
It was pre-Rod Carey.
But Temple, like all week I've been hearing about how, like, you know, Temple's they're going to cover this. I mean, because 14.5 points is a lot for Rutgers. I agree. Matt Rhule was there. Then he went to Baylor, and then he went to Carolina.
Matt had him humming, dude. They were good football. That's why Matt's in the NFL, by the way.
Yeah. So you just want to avoid this game. Watch Boise. Watch 100%. Ohio State at 7. Just don't even touch it.
100%. I know. Listen, it is the first game, Ted. So I can tell you. It starts. It's 5:30 kickoff. It's the first game of the day. So I can tell you I will have action on that game. My action will be on the home team I'm the worst with names. I am the absolute. I'm going to rack my brain, but their coach came back to Rutgers, who went to the NFL for a while. He's back. Temple's not that good.
Oh, Sciano or whatever his name is.
Yes. Greg Sciano.
If you want to bet this game, and I'm not saying this is what I would do, it probably what I'll do if I'm going to do anything. I would bet Rutgers, like North Carolina State, Ohio State. I get like 3 or 4 heavy favorites on Thursday, and then just it's still going to be like a negative number.
But dude, you're reading my mind. What I want to do and what I want to put out on Twitter and also on the sports betting lounge at Cyclone Fanatic is I want you and I to kind of rack our brains. And I hate parlays. I think everybody knows that. But I think it'd be fun to do every week, like at least a 10-team money line parlay.
Like heavy favorites or something?
Exactly. Not going to go
anywhere. Last year, DraftKings did a lot of that. They would give you like a 25% on 4 parlays or more. And I used to always do like a 3 or 4 heavy favorites.
Yeah.
And then the 25% would, like, you know, help to juice you up in the deposit numbers. But
there's always a problem.
Parlays are tricky. Yeah.
I hate them. I don't want to put a bunch of money, but just one of those things. It's like, I want to see if we can make money doing it throughout the course of the year and say, you know, every bet's a $10 bet. It's at least 10 teams.
Yeah.
Let's just see what it does.
So the last game on Thursday we need to talk about is this BS Tennessee crap.
You already know where I'm going.
I don't care. They're not covering 30. It'd be hilarious if Tennessee's not good. I don't give a crap how good Bowling Green is. Tennessee's not good.
Oh, my gosh.
35.5 points.
Are we doing this?
Like, all right.
Seriously, I want you to bet them. I want
I'm
you to
going
bet
to.
You're betting the Falcons?
35 and a half.
How many? I got it. 35 on DraftKings right now. Go. You got to take it.
So what's Tennessee got to get a 50 spot for me to win this, lose this?
Oh my gosh. I could honestly hand the ball off in the I formation the entire game. And
I hope they hand off the whole game.
They'll cover this easily. Folks in Rocky Top.
It's a principal bet. Oh, principal bet.
Since Peyton Manning, they are just starving for like this.
Five touchdowns.
Over. UTEP beat a team 30-0. You don't think Tennessee's going to, this is going to be.
Oh, you know what that doesn't cover? 35 and a half points.
That's UTEP, not Tennessee.
I don't care. Tennessee's not good either.
Here, let's find this. This might even be a really good bet now that you say it. I wonder what their team total is. They don't have it in here now. First half, I'm even going to bet minus 22 in the first half. This was going to be minus 9.5 first quarter. I might bet every quarter Tennessee's just going to keep rolling.
Under 60 points. So what are they trying to say? 42-7? That doesn't even get 60 points.
I wish it was 56. I wonder what their team total. Why don't they have a team total on here?
Because no one's watching this game. Is it even on TV?
Oh, God, I can't wait to watch this game. I am just so jazzed about it. It's like, that's my favorite pick. That's one of my five right there.
You're going to lose money on it. I hate to tell you. You're going to lose money on it.
Not happening. It's not happening. All right.
It's on the SEC network.
Of course it is.
Texas Longhorns.
That is. I wonder, so are Oklahoma playing on the SEC network this year? All right, let's go to Friday. I'll start by picking out. All right, here's a game.
Wait, hang on. So on Thursday, that's Houston Baptist. Never mind. Ignore me.
Which one?
You said C-Dub had a Houston pick, but I was looking at the wrong Houston game.
So. Yeah, that's New Mexico, Houston Baptist. There's some games, honestly, I didn't even look into, like Arizona State minus 45. Thursday, if I had to pick my favorite two, I got one, but Eastern Washington does not make sense. It doesn't ring true. It stinks to high heaven. Sometimes that's the trap, right? This thing stinks so bad you wonder, but first week of the year, I'm hoping they just got it wrong. Ted, the game I got to hit on Friday, just because you're here, is Kansas minus 15.5 over South Dakota. This, we talked about this in the Big 12 preview. This is their only chance to get a win.
Yeah.
This is it.
And even if they win, you still push because they're not winning a game in conference and they're not beating Coastal Carolina.
Nope.
I don't know who their third one is. Their third non-conference game they have is it Boston College again? Are they?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I know it's tougher than it was so tough that we were like one game, maybe. I'll look it up, but they're not 15.5.
I have a few people that know people in the Kansas coaching staff and
Duke. They have Duke at Duke. They have Duke at Duke.
So yeah,
they're not beating Duke.
No, I mean the Kansas game isn't even on like a network. It's on ESPN Plus on a Friday night. Like that's brutal. Like normally, if you're playing on a Friday, like and you're like a big like Power Five school, like at least like you're like, oh, we got at least about like FS1 to ourselves tonight.
Stream it.
Like, you know, but yeah, that's Kansas' is the only chance.
15.5, man.
Oh, I'm definitely not taking them to cover if I even bet that game, but I have bigger fish to fry on Friday. So,
all right, your turn. I just wondered about that one. I felt that I don't have a lean, I don't have a nudge even. 15.5 just seems high.
Where are you at on this, this happy hour special, Vatech, North Carolina? Coming in the Vatech, coming in the Blake, was it Blacksburg? Yeah, Blacksburg.
Blacksburg, Virginia.
5 o'clock kickoff.
I like North Carolina this year. I'm pretty high on them. And, you know, I think college coaching means a lot. It means a lot more than people give credit to. And there's also, you know, some history with those coaches. Mack Brown, when he was at Texas, that's when Texas would roll people, right? This, I know you're coming right out of the gates. It's an ACC game. I don't understand it. Big Ten's doing it too. I think it's foolish, especially after coming off of last year.
This one, because this is North Carolina's most important game of the year.
100%. They have a very easy schedule. This is a big deal. You know, North Carolina lost some good defensive talent and obviously two running backs to the NFL. But Sam is a hell of a quarterback. 5.5 is a weird number to me in gambling. Whenever you're in that 4 to 5 stratosphere, I don't think it matters all that much.
I have a weird principle about home dogs this year, especially like early in the season.
I want to hear this.
When fans weren't there last year, like that crowd is going to be jacked.
They are a good fan base too.
And they're already a good fan base. And now you give them 2 years off, a top 10 school coming to you on a Friday night. Like if this game is tight late, I think they win.
Man, either
you take North Carolina to cover or you take Vautech to win. I don't think you take Vautech's points.
Yep.
Either they win outright or they don't cover is where I'm at on this game.
No, I'm with you. The one thing with Virginia Tech that I was looking,
well, their coaching ain't good.
They don't.
Whatever the heck is there.
And this Burmeister quarterback, he's not that impressive. Because it's a big deal this year with super seniors. They're only returning 14 starters. I would nudge a little bit to North Carolina in that game. That's just my thought. I'm not putting that in as a pick or anything. I just think
I'm going to be driving, so I'm probably not going to bet that game because I'm going to be actually able to watch what I'm watching a little bit at least on Friday night.
There's not much good. Duke. I like Duke. I'm going to put that. That'll end up being one of my plays as we go forward.
You picking Duke?
I'm picking Duke. Charlotte, man. Lane 6, it's under down. I'm definitely have a little action on Duke.
Are you sure Duke's any good though?
Yeah, they're not bad. They're not too bad. I don't think. Yeah, what was Charlotte?
Charlotte's terrible.
They're not good. I was reading something about them that really freaked me out about what I love about them. I can't remember what it was. I bet Duke minus 6. Other than that, Friday does not really appeal to me.
2-9. Duke went 2-9 last year.
And who'd they beat? But look at who they beat because it was Charlotte like 56-10.
Was it? Well, see, this is why you're crushed. Here.
They crushed them last year. And I know, listen, that was at home, payback game, whatever, dude. It's Charlotte. It's the 49ers.
No, the only game I'm touching on Friday is the Northwestern Michigan State under.
See,
I'm not thrilled about it. It's not my sicko under of the week. I have another one for that.
46 but, and a half. So that's not a bad,
Michigan,
right?
Michigan State ain't good. And Northwestern's, I'm not sure how good they are. But Northwestern's going to want to just play garbage, bring you into their muck football.
I could see it. I don't,
that game is 20-14, like, you know,
19-13.
Yeah.
A couple of missed extra points.
Like, yeah, I don't, that's the only game I'm betting that night. Probably until I get bored at the bar and I find whatever late game is to bet. So,
all right. So Friday let's do this real quick because I think this makes sense. Let's go to Sunday, Monday real quick and just kind of wrap up the periphery.
Yes. Cause I found that total. It's Monday night, Louisville. And
that's the highest total of the week.
Ole Miss is 80 points,
76 on DraftKings.
Okay.
You bet the under. You're just by principle alone, right?
I'm on Louisville to cover the 10. I'll tell you that.
We're against each other again. I love it. I love Ole Miss in this spot.
Louisville can score too.
Louisville's terrible.
Well, so is Ole Miss's defense.
Louisville's coach had to send a letter out to the fan base saying he was sorry for mismanaging the team. What? What are you talking about?
Ole Miss is overs last year cost me a lot of money because like they started off hitting every over. They went like in a 4 or 5 week stretch where they couldn't score with a crap.
Yeah, they did struggle midseason. And I do remember that. And but this is Lane Kiffin is a goofball. He's just odd. You know, we all have that friend who's like super smart and in the friend group is funny, and they just, there's a reason they're your friend. But when they mix it up with the world, like it is just like Will Ferrell going, I don't know what to do with my hands. Yeah. Like he has, it's almost game. Like it's a disorder, but he's a damn good coach. I don't care what anybody says. And they're good, dude. I think
if that goes a 10 and a half, you have to take Louisville.
I'm not even getting anywhere close to Louisville. This is one of my picks on Monday.
I'm not saying this is my pick. I'm just saying I like Louisville in this.
No, I hear you. I'm picking.
And I'm probably betting them because it's the only game that night. So
you can't bet Louisville. Don't do it. Like you're over unders. I don't think. Here's what I'm going to do.
I'm not touching an Ole Miss over under until I figure out what the hell's going on this
year. All right, there you go. But I would never try to talk you off an over under. I respect your authority, but on certain picks, I'm just.
What I might do in this game, if you want to bet over under, is if Ole Miss or Louisville scores real quick, like real quick.
Oh, you don't buy a little live betting? Yeah.
And the in game jumped up to like 85 or 86, something ridiculous, then hit it.
Okay. Like, I don't mind that.
You know, like that's 76. This game could easily be 42-34, and that hits.
I mean, when you're live betting, I mean, most of the time, are you on you're on Twitter throwing stuff like that out too?
I can, but my Hulu logs me like 30 seconds behind, and I tend to like live bet like games like you don't watch, like Wyoming or San Diego State, you know, because I'm a sicko.
But you're watching it. I can't live bet a game that I'm not watching. Does that make sense?
Yes, because you want to see the flow.
Yep. Yeah,
unless you're tilting, which I've been known to tilt, and you see something happen on your action app, and it's all red, and then you just get mad, like you know,
lack of control.
Yes.
By the way, Matt Corral is he's a sleeper Heisman candidate. I'm just going to say it.
So
Mississippi's quarterback is going off this year. All right, we're good. We can't spend. That's Monday.
Yeah. So we're backtracking to Sunday.
Anything Notre Dame, Florida State on Sunday? I have no.
I almost talked myself into Florida State, but I don't want to touch it.
I've heard a lot of chatter on that. I've heard a lot of people like Florida State. I'm not. I mean, I'm a Notre Dame fan to a certain extent. I don't have a lean either way. My gut is usually what I go with on Notre Dame games, and I usually win a lot. That one's a tough one. They're replacing.
They had a really good defense last year, right? I think I want some money on some unders that they had last year.
Yeah. And, you know, listen, Ian Book is probably one of the better quarterbacks they've ever had. It's, you know, they got their running back. He's coming back. This quarterback is a transfer starter from Wisconsin. Game manager type kid. I don't know. This is a team I got to see. So nothing there Sunday, but I'm going to run through my five picks pretty quick. And I don't even know if at the end of the podcast, Ted, I'm going to have five to give you. I'm just telling you what I love. Yeah. I have love. We were talking about this on Twitter. I love games. I like games. I have a nudge. If I love something, it's at least 3 units. If I like it, it's just a unit bet. It's just what I'm going to bet, whatever my unit is. You pick whatever you if you want to follow me, fade me, whatever it is, you know, this 3 units could be up to freaking 15 units. If I nudge something, it means I'm gonna put a little something on what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Half unit, sometimes a unit. Sometimes it's like a like. For the most part, if you're listening to me saying I love something, know that that's at least a 3 unit bet. I like it. It's one, a nudge. It's at least a half unit.
Okay.
And then we've got stuff where we agree on here. All right, let's hit Saturday, right out of the gate. 11 o'clock games are pretty stacked. So you've got Penn State, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Tulane, Western Michigan, Michigan, Stanford, Kansas State, Kentucky, ULM, Army, Georgia State. Those are all 11 o'clock. Ted, you pick. What do you like out of those?
Sorry, I was looking at the weather forecast for Wyoming.
Oh, windy under?
Wyoming home games are principal under. Principal. I don't care. It's 10 to 20 mile per hour winds. It's a home game. It's 4 o'clock. I'm not a big fan of the 4 o'clock kick, but like Wyoming unders are like a principal, like save your day under. All right.
Does the wind die down there as the sun goes down? Is it one of those things?
It actually goes more in the night.
Snow comes whistling down the mountains.
Yeah. So the night and it gets colder. So it's just, all right. So my first Saturday bet I have is I got Army under. Georgia State as a favorite's not very good from what I recall. And Army unders are just, I like betting them. Like, I don't, for some reason, DraftKings won't let me parlay the same game bet right now, which is bugging me, but that's fine. I think it might change it this year.
I think it'll be day of that, you should have the same game parlay.
Because I want Army in the under parlay. Interesting. Army money line and under parlay.
I like Army. They're actually, you know, they're probably the best of the service teams, service academies. I'm trying to see if they have what their out of conference record is. They're about 54% against the spread out of conference.
But if you come out like early games on Saturday, I'm all in on Kansas State beating Stanford. I think they cover that easily.
Chris Williams is with you there. What is it? Why? What do you guys see in there?
I honestly think, and this is just me being me, and if I lose you money, I apologize. I think the Big 12 non-con is just going to be like a FU tour, and they're just going to destroy. And they're going to play because they're mad, like the Angry Eight or whatever you want to call them. Every time they got a chance to show up, I also like West Virginia against Maryland.
Angry Eight, dude, that's really good.
Like, they're just going to show up and shell out because they're just pissed off.
I love West Virginia against Maryland. Love that bat.
And I don't think Stanford's any good. Get Deuce Vaughn, who's on the AstroTurf down there in Jerry World. Like, I mean, yeah, give me Kansas State. It's like, it's only like 2.5, too, right?
Yeah, Kansas State's quarter. No. That thing's jumped up to.
I don't care what it is. Taking K-State.
It's under a touchdown. It's 3. Sorry.
Yeah.
Who's Kansas State get their quarterback back to?
Yeah. Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Thompson. Yeah, I like him. I like Oklahoma State's quarterback too. You know, for a while there, just so you guys know, Mr. Mack here, Western Michigan was at 17.5, and I just got a little bit on that just because I know that's between Western Michigan and Kent State. Those are my two favorite MAC teams this year. Western Michigan's got a really good team. And we all know what Michigan is, and we all know what's happened in Michigan. And I think Harbaugh's going to get embarrassed. That line is moving down, Ted. It's 16.5 now.
I don't know about that.
Like, I'm glad I got it where I did. Let's just put it that way. But I'm just throwing that out there to people. What about Oklahoma Tulane? Anything on that being moved to?
There's a stat somewhere about Lincoln Riley overs at home. I don't know if that comes into effect this year, but they hit it at a ridiculously high amount. But I'm worried about Tulane's just not going to want to be there.
Dude, like, they love football there now.
I know, but all Louisiana schools have so much other stuff going on in their life. They have so much other stuff they're worrying about. Like, if they get down 28-10, like, why? Run the clock out, go home.
That's an interesting dynamic. 67.5 the over there. What about Penn State, Wisconsin?
I hate this game. I hate it.
I really nudge toward Wisconsin here at home. Penn State's kind of been everybody's darling leading up to the season. You just haven't heard anything about Wisconsin. I think that's the way they like it, but no official pick there. All right, let's get into these 1 and 2:30s. I think the one games, we probably don't have anything there, but 2:30, we got to hit it right away. Iowa, this game, this number's really kind of gone up and down. It's been 4.5, now down to 3. Now it's at 3.5. I'll talk quickly on this one, then I'll let you chime in. In Kirk Ferentz, we trust. I think Indiana is, Phil Steele has a really good stat. Teams that are really bad against turnovers, come back the next year and usually play really well and do a lot better. And teams that were really lucky with a lot of turnovers tend to do the exact opposite. Somewhere in the 65% that their records are better. Indiana benefited a lot. I know Chris and Ross, I got a little bit of them today. I almost wanted to call in with the numbers, but Indiana benefited a ton last year from turnovers.
Didn't be a single team a winning record last year.
And they looked terrible in the bowl game. Guess who beat them in the bowl game, by the way? Mississippi Rebels. I like Iowa. I like Iowa at home. I got them at 3 a little bit earlier today. It's at 3.5 now. Ted Flint, what say you?
If I bet, I'm betting Indiana because I hate the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, okay. Fair. That's fair.
That's going to be my answer all year. Like,
dude, there goes Indy Hawk. I just freaking got him to listen to the podcast. Bless America.
I don't like it's a home game. Like, this is just like, I already told us earlier, I think home teams that have good fans are going to really benefit this year. Iowa is one of those teams that has good fans. First game, like, I am a little worried about Petras. I've said that on the other pod. He's never played in front of people. You know,
I'm with you. He's the difference maker for this team this year.
What's he over under 45? I don't know if I like that either. Like,
46. It's going up. It's 46.5.
Like, this just screams like 24-17. It hits the over. I'm angry walking into Owl Jack.
Yeah, don't do that to yourself.
You know, like, it's just, I don't like it. I don't like, cause like Indiana can score if they like, you know, I'm not saying they will. I'm saying they can.
Well, right. A lot of people believe Penix is the best quarterback in the Big Ten. Yeah. And we went through, I think it was Phil Steele. His top quarterbacks were all Big Ten West. So He's definitely the best quarterback that anybody knows about. Now, nobody's talking about CJ Stroud because he's unproven, but I just think, I don't think Indiana's going to be what they were last year. And I think they got, you know, that was a weird season for the Big Ten. I will give them all of that stuff. But when they got to the bowl game, they just got freaking smashed. Iowa here.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to bet it because I don't.
I'm with you. I'm not putting that out officially. I'm just, you know, we are.
Right. So before we get too far and I forget, I do have my official sicko of the week under.
Is it a 2:30 game?
It is a 2:30 game. It is Marshall and Navy. It is not going to be fun. Like, if you're watching this game, God bless you. Everything else, Iowa State's playing at 3:30. I was playing at 2:30. But looking at 5 to 10 mile per hour wins, Navy likes to run the ball, but they're not any good. Marshall's better than Navy, but they both held teams to under 17 points a game last year.
Navy is terrible.
I understand that, but they held opponents to 16 points last year.
No, I know. They hold the ball.
Yeah.
Clock is going to run.
The wind's not going to affect them, but if Navy can get like one or two turnovers, this is going to hit. It's not going to be fun. You're probably looking at like a 21-18 something. You're sweating this. Navy's probably trying to get down the field to score at the late. I think Marshall wins. I think they cover easily. I think it's 45. Is that what it was looked at yesterday?
46.5, dude. I mean, you have basically 6 touchdowns to play with and a field goal.
What we need from Navy is long 7-minute drives that result in nothing. Like, just punts, 4 and outs. I don't care what they are. Like,
and they love to go for it on 4th down. So there's an extra, 38 seconds off the clock.
And if you don't want to bet that under, then take Northwestern, Michigan State. I mean, but if you want to go true degenerate, sicko under bet, this is not going to be fun to watch. That's the game. Marshall and Nate. I know that sucker's on TV.
Dude, it's a funder. And I have to explain funder because it's a triple threat
hashtag. I hate that hashtag, but everyone loves it.
Because it's a Flint under, it's a fucking under, right? Yeah. Or it's fun under, dude. Yeah. It's got so many meanings that it just.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
Sung to me, dude. And I bet multiple funders last week. And by the way, I think I went. Yeah, that's right. Undefeated.
It's on CBS Sports Network, so you can watch this game. If you don't want to watch Iowa or Iowa State, because.
Ted, the 2:30 slate's unbelievable. You have here's what you have: Indiana, Iowa, Alabama, Miami, Miami, Cincinnati, West Virginia, Maryland, Marshall, Navy. And I could honestly give you a pick on every one of these games. I am 100% with you. I like Marshall. I'm betting you're under because in Ted we trust. I love West Virginia -3 going to Maryland. I know they've got. Tua Jr. there. I get it. But this is Maryland and West Virginia with Daggy and that defense. This is a good football team. Like, people thinking Maryland going to win. UAB touchdown. This is over. This slate, dude, at 2:30. I don't
also,
know.
Also, Alabama, Miami's there. So what's that?
Yeah, no, Alabama and Miami of Ohio at Cincinnati. What I like you, what, Cincinnati.
Yeah, everyone. What's your take on Alabama, Miami? Because I'm sure people are going to bet this game.
I listen until Alabama proves me different. I'm betting them in the first half.
All week, I wanted like I have Miami. I have Miami. And I start digging deep. Saban has not covered every against the spread opening game since 2014. I think Miami. That's about 19 points. Miami's returned all these starters. Alabama has nothing. But he loves crushing non-con people first game of the year.
Yep.
Like, I'm on Alabama. I'll probably bet 2 units on Alabama covering this. Like, it's just, they're going to crush them. And I hate Alabama. I hate the SEC.
Dude, these good teams, I just ride that first half stuff. So let's just look at Miami last year. And really,
they weren't good, but they bring a lot of people back.
They still, I mean, a bad team last year was Louisville. They gave up 34 points to them. They gave up 10 points to Pittsburgh or 19 points to Pittsburgh, who was terrible last year. They barely beat Virginia Tech. They got smoked. They got smoked by UNC. And then they lost to Oklahoma State in their bowl game. They can bring everybody back, Ted, but I am so with you here. Alabama minus 10.5 first half. Bet it. I'm just bet it. I mean, and for it's like the old freaking infomercial. Bet it and forget it. Just
okay. So speaking of Pittsburgh, they play at 3:00.
Yes.
I understand UMass is hot, flaming garbage. Garbage.
You're not. No, you don't. No, Ted.
Do you trust Pitt to cover 38 points?
Yes. You don't?
They're not any good. They don't score.
Dude, they're going to, it's just going to be like a swinging gate. It's just going to keep whatever field, whatever direction they're coming from. It's just going to keep opening up.
It, but 38 is a lot of points. I'm definitely betting Bowling Green to cover Tennessee. I'll tell you that much.
It's a ton of points. Dude, I don't want you to, the reason I'm saying this to you is I don't want you to give your money away. I wouldn't. You can, in principle, you could like totally disagree with me, but just on these games, you can't do it. Like I've said this before, I am not afraid to lay the lumber. And in these games, I'm not afraid to lay the lumber.
All right.
2:30 looks good. Let's move on.
Let's go to the later games. So,
3:30. Well, you got your Wyoming 45. That's a low number against Montana State.
Home game. Windy.
That might be a little something that, you know, we say for the forum, the Cyclone Fanatic Betting Forum.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be 4:00. Everyone's going to be at the game.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So
you need to get something out earlier on that.
But I have a little late night forum fun in the back. So we'll get to it. But anyway, so I hate this Clemson Georgia game. I hate it. I don't know what to do with it. Is it still 3.5 right now?
Yeah. Let's see where they have it. 3 now. It's 3 because Georgia's got some injuries. They're dealing with some important injuries.
There's a play that I used to do last year. I don't think I can do it this year. 51's small.
Dude, it's 49.5, Ted.
Yeah, I know. It's a principal Clemson big game under. But because they tend to clam up and just and
not. Georgia's defense is legit. Like, they've got it's DJ. What's his name? Their quarterback's coming back. Yeah, but their defense is legit. They were an under machine, I think, last year.
They were until they weren't. Trust me, yeah. I lost a lot of money on them late in the season. So
it's kind of like Chris. I know Chris has a pick here. He's on Georgia. I know early on I looked at Georgia.
See, all the pressure's on Georgia here. Clemson can lose this game.
At 6:30, I don't even know how much you're going to watch it because.
Well, this is going to be the game that you're eating pizza at the hotel, and you're going to walk out Jack Trice, you're going to order pizza, you're going to eat. You know, and I'm getting touched. Iowa State UNI game, which I'm not touching that.
We'll get there.
We can finish that up at the end.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have a play on this game. I mean, if you're going to bet, I lean Clemson because I trust Dabo Swinney more than I trust Kirby Smart.
Yep.
I mean, but.
And it's not a bad move. It's not a bad move. I think it's, you know, it's the 3 points for, even though it's a neutral site game. So you're saying basically Clemson Clemson at home's favored by 6. It's a pick 'em if it's at Georgia. I think that's just because of where Clemson has been and where Georgia hasn't been. And I think that line is fair. It's easy. It's weak. It's just like, you want to watch it and pick a team, do it. I don't have a feel lean either way.
Yeah. Here's what's about a more fun game. Screw that game. Screw the SEC. Screw Clemson. UCLA, LSU. I'm on LSU. I'm on UCLA.
Interesting. Obviously I won money on him first week. Thompson Robinson, they had no problem winning that game.
He didn't look good. Their quarterback for UCLA didn't look good.
Right. Exactly what I was getting to, Ted. I don't know what to think, man. If he plays like that against LSU,
something biggest strides between week 1 and 2. LSU's come from a hurricane and practicing in Houston all week.
The fans don't matter at the Rose Bowl. We saw
probably more LSU fans there than UCLA fans.
Yeah. I liked this team coming into the year. I think defensively, they are quick as dude. They're quick as shit. They're good. That's why this number is where it is. That's why it's pretty low. But yeah, I mean,
it all comes down to UCLA's running game, and that's what it comes down to. If you're doing third and long,
their second string running back had 3 touchdowns.
That's what I'm saying, like, if it comes down to where you're doing drop back passes for UCLA, it's not good. Your bet's bad. So,
and LSU's quarterback is done. So they're on their second guy. This isn't their first choice.
When in doubt, bet against the SEC, because F the SEC.
I think we all have to F the SEC. I'm with you. I mean, if I'm going to put some money on, which I will at 7:30, I probably put a unit on UCLA. I'll take the points. It's 2.5 now. I really see this as, here's the other thing, Ted, I was going to throw out on this game. This reminds me a little bit of Joe Burrow at Texas.
Yeah.
I could see this thing being a shootout, and I like the over, I think, more than I like picking a side.
What's the over?
64.5.
The high number, but
it is high, but they're both going to be in the 30s.
Yeah.
But then again, it could be 6-3.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. And like, I have 2 more picks we can talk about here before we round this up and talk about Iowa State and you and I. Yep. So this BYU Arizona game, I think I'm taking Arizona. It's in Vegas. BYU lost, Zach Wilson, whoever the heck his name is. I think Arizona lost their coach and they probably gained from it. Some of them could recruit. He just couldn't coach.
Yep.
So, and this might sound terrible, and I think they're like, how is a BYU player going to deal with like the distractions that is Las Vegas when Arizona players probably had those distractions on campus? You know, like
you think those guys are taking the honor code and put it in the toilet and piss on it when they're in Vegas?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's a big number. It's like 9.5. I get it. But I think Arizona covers that. I'm not saying they're going to win. Okay. I think they cover it. So
yeah, I've seen a lot on BYU. I don't know enough about Arizona I don't even know. I know obviously they're at the low end. You got Arizona, Oregon State, and Oregon State can be feisty, by the way. I know they're getting 7 at Purdue. I'm just saying, look out. Don't just think that's an auto Purdue win. Arizona's the worst team in the Pac-12 though. I mean, that's,
I figured out what I'm gonna call this. My stop your bleeding pick of the week, the late games. Where you're like, Ted, late game.
Ted, this is drunk late betting. Here's what I promise people that I usually do when it comes to college basketball and college football. I spend my day researching the late games. Even if I'm up or down, I'm staying up, I'm watching. So I will have information that will be on Twitter. We're at Action Fanatics on the
Cyclone. I'm not sure if I'll be up late because it's a long tailgate. You and I, that's a long day, but
I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Good for you.
But I research this stuff during the day. But so if
you
I'll pull
your Action app or your DraftKings account and it's blood red and you need to stop the bleeding.
Yes.
San Diego State under. It's hit 15 of the last 20 games. Don't even look at the number. Just put it in. And you're gonna, it's gonna help. It's gonna save your day.
They love to run.
The last 20 games, they have a great defense.
They love to run in a great defense. And here's what I think. This is, here's a weird thing on this game. It's 50, and they're favored by 31. So this is much like the UConn game. Mexico State's
bad.
Yeah, Mexico State, I put them in my five worst teams. They may not score.
Yeah.
They may not score. Yeah. I mean,
you're not sure San Diego State put up 51.
That
38-7 still hits.
There's only a 19-point difference. 38-7, dude. 38-7 is exactly what I freaking had in my head.
What is 15 wins out of 20? What's that percentage? 80?
That's a winner. Yeah.
75. Like, just don't even look at it. Just put it in.
No, three out of five.
You know, I mean,
60%.
No, it's bigger than that.
Three out of five. What am I doing? How am I doing that wrong?
It's 3 out of 4.
Oh, 3 out of 4. Sorry. 20. You got it. 75%. All right. I'm with you on that. I'm happy to do it. I was thinking 38-7 too. And when you said that, that made me, dude, right there.
What you can't have happen in this game and every San Diego game that you bet, which I bet too many, can have turnover scores. Pick six, those kill you. They kill you. And I've had the Aztecs do that, crack me too many times. They won the game. Good for them. Happy for the kids, whatever. Like, just that hurts and I hate it.
Yeah, we don't need New Mexico State putting the ball in the field late.
Yeah.
You know, the second, third teamers in there want to take it to the house.
Yeah.
The only game we missed I have a couple. I like Kent State, folks. I said it. Mr. Mack here talking. Listen.
No,
listen.
No.
Plus 29.
No chance.
Dude, I lay lumber. I'm taking the lumber. Texas A&M, everybody thinks they're big, bad dudes.
They're really good on offense. Kent State's terrible on defense.
Kent State plus 29. I say I like that one. And I love USC laying 14 over San Jose State. I don't care that San Jose State's played. This USC team is loaded.
Which one's like, who's playing Oregon this week?
Oregon is playing Fresno. They're about 21.
I like Fresno. If that gets in the 21 number, I'm all in on Fresno.
Oregon's got their entire team back.
I don't care.
That's a tough one for me to stomach.
It's a late cover. That's a back door.
Dude, I'm wait till later in the year. Oregon USC is going to be one of the best games of the year. This USC team, I love Keenan Slovis. I think that kid's going to be the next great NFL quarterback. This USC team is freaking good, dude. And yeah, I love USC minus 14 there. All right. So we got to hit it, Ted, and then we'll wrap this up.
So let's do the Iowa State game real quick. I'm going to get confident picks in here on my phone. So right. I hate this game. I think I'm betting the under. If I bet it, I don't like it. Just, I don't think Iowa State scores 40.
How do you not think they're going to not? I mean, let me ask you.
When was the last time a Matt Campbell team scored 40?
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, is Matt Campbell the kind of guy? Dude, we've lost to this team like four freaking times. Like, this is no, there's no more like, there's no more Mr. Nice Guy and gentlemanly way to take care of the team. I know he doesn't play that way against Iowa. Do you think he just kind of doesn't run it up against you and I?
I just don't think he does anything and he wins 34-7.
Like, yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
You know what game we didn't touch? We didn't touch Texas and Louisiana.
I'm already bet. That's one of my loves. I love Texas.
So, but no, I think the under in that game, I don't like betting ISU unders because if I'm there and I'm rooting for them in the 8 points late, I don't like betting against my self-interest.
But I'm not touching that shit either. I'm with you.
I don't think you and I scores 10.
Do you know what their quarterback played at Lincoln? I mean, listen, Deckers as a second teamer is really good. Like, he's going to come in there and want to make something happen. I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. Let me throw this out there because it came through earlier today. We had on the poll, we had Indiana. They garnered 53%. Thank you to those that voted. Ted, I know you get a lot more votes, but 116 votes. It's a pretty good sample. 53% took Indiana. I had the spread because it was at 37.5. Obviously, 6 points difference is a big effing deal. That's a touchdown. But everybody, 162 votes on this poll. Everybody's you and I plus 37.5, which I did too. That's how I voted.
No, I agree. Like, if I'm betting that line of it,
yeah,
I want you and I, but I'm not touching that. Like,
that 6 points is a lot.
So I just found this. It's from 2 years ago. I doubt it's gotten much better. As of 2019, Lincoln Riley at home is 13-3-1 on overs. So I'm pretty sure a few hit last year, but there's no fans there. So yep. Oklahoma overs is a good play at home.
Yep.
I'm not from playing it. I'm just saying in general, and it's weird because they're not technically the home team. Tulane's the home team. Like, it's just a mess. But if you
were, we are playing one over though. Our one over is Boise State.
UCF.
Yep.
All right. That's our. So
I and you're betting Tennessee with me, right?
Yep. I'm gonna put it on my pick. Bowling Green, 35.5.
Oh, you're crazy. I got Tennessee like a long time ago because I just saw that and I knew it was 33.5. So I'm, and you know me, I don't like,
so
I don't
we can like, middle, we can middle this and God, both went
this thing. I'm telling you, by kickoff, maybe 39.
I hope so.
All right. The only under that I kind of liked that I was going to throw this out at you and I forgot to is Wake Forest and Old Dominion. And it's a 64. And I just thought Wake does like to run and scramble and go. And Old Dominion, what they bowed up and beat Virginia Tech, I think, 1 year or something like that. So I'm not 100% confident. It's the only under I liked all week. So if I'm going to give out my five, and I'll give out Chris's, Tennessee, y'all know I'm there, West Virginia, Marshall, and Texas -8. So those are my four, and I love those games. Absolutely love those games. The other one I'll throw in is
Marshall? Was it?
So I got Marshall -2.5.
Yeah, I like that one too a lot.
Yep, Texas -8, West Virginia -2.5, Tennessee -33.5, and then USC -14. So those are my five. Okay. And those are all loves for me. I'm going to play a lot more on those than I do. I've got a lot more in the action app. I'm squiggling around with it. You guys all know Monday, and I really do have six, Ted. I love Mississippi -10.
Well, we can maybe like just like not put that in our confident AF picks. We'll just do that on Monday.
Yeah, we'll do like that Monday.
Separate tweet, you know?
Yep.
So my confident AF picks are, I got ECU +10.5 against App State. I got Boise State and UCF on the over. I got Northwestern, Michigan State on the under, K-State -3, and Marshall -2.
Love that we're on Marshall, dude. What's that sound hit when we bet Marshall?
They're gonna destroy them. So, but
what's our sounder? Don't you have some?
I got it. I'm working on it.
Don't you? I mean, you're technologically inclined.
But and before I get the sound, like, we are together on Marshall. My sicko under the week is Marshall and Navy -. What was it? 45.5 something.
Yep.
But yeah, take Marshall -2.
Hell, you could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love it. Say it one more time.
Shake and bake.
Does that feel good?
Yeah, it rhymes.
It's shake and bake time. Marshall is going to destroy them. Like,
it's tough.
I tell you what, I am so confident on this game. I might, if I can find an alternate line, like -4 and get positive juice, I might take that.
Ooh,
I think they run. I don't think it's close. I don't think this game's close at all.
I'm with you. Navy's bad, but that's why you bet Tennessee, because Bowling Green is an absolute trashy.
Let's not put that one in your A, unless it's one of your AF picks.
That's one of my AF picks. Right,
I'm not gonna put it in there. That's just gonna be a grudge match pick.
Yeah, that is a good grudge match. I like it. Let's because that way we can talk shit to each other later about it and online and all that stuff.
Correct.
Let me give you Chris's real quick for everybody. He probably talked a little bit about this on the radio today. So Chris has Houston +1.5 versus Texas Tech. He has UCLA plus three. Ted and I talked about that as well. We like UCLA. So really all three of us are kind of in line there. He's got UCF minus five over Boise. I agree with Chris on that one. He's on Georgia plus the three versus Clemson. I think Ted and I are kind of, on that game. And then Kansas State, I think we all three like Kansas State. I mean, I'm trusting you guys. And when Chris picks Big 12 games, there's a reason, and I think you all should listen. So, if you're not from Iowa, you're listening to this, you're smart, because when it comes to the Big 12 and Big 10, that's where our, and of course the MAC, that's where our dominance lies. And Chris, man, I think that that's Kansas State.
Kind of, that's why I'm kind of surprised that Chris is going of Houston plus the points against Tech. Like, where's that game at?
That's a really good question. Is that one being played somewhere funky?
Games are getting played somewhere funky this year.
You know what I mean? Is that Houston?
I know what you mean. Like a lot of the first week game, like you can tell.
Yep. Like, yep. I'll find out. So it's on.
Oh, it's a race. It's a race.
Watch on. Oh, it's on ESPN. I do know that. It's at Houston.
Okay, so that's why they're favored.
Yeah,
not favored, but only 1.5.
Point and a half. I mean.
It might be the game of the year for Tech. They need to win that game.
They do have to win. I like this Tech.
Losing coach gets fired, maybe?
Dude, Dana Holgorsen, really? There's not many coaches that I just have a tough time looking at. He's one of them, man. That guy just
bugs me. I don't like him. And I like the Wells guys on Tech. So I'm going to be rooting for Tech to win that game. And like I said, I like all the Angry Eight teams to like come off a chip on their shoulders, like,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. And by the way, Ted, we'll tell the audience this, our goal is we tape on Wednesday nights. If it gets busy, there's a lot going on. We try to keep it to an hour. We're close here. We tape Wednesday nights. We try to get the content out as soon as we can. Not every week. It's going to be Thursday through Sunday. There's going to be football games, but once the MAC is done with their non-con schedule, we'll do a MAC preview. There's some crazy ass MAC games on this week. So yeah, Ball State's a 32.5 point favorite at home. Buffalo's a 43.5 point favorite at home. And the unders are super low, Ted. You should look at those games.
I love MAC unders. So, but also you need to make sure you follow us on Action Fanatics. That's where we're going to be posting.
There you go.
The Confident AF picks and my sicko bet of the week. So follow us there and hopefully you're enjoying and subscribe. So you can listen to, subscribe to the Cyclone Fanatic podcast. So
listen, all you got to do is get on there, download it, whatever it needs to do. Thank you to Wild Rose Casino. Our favorite app is DraftKings app, Rivers app. They're going to be bringing on Circa Sports. That's coming up. That will be fantastic. We can't do it without those guys. Oh, and by the way, we'll get into the NFL next week, but if you go to DraftKings, I put a pool out there. It's on our Twitter page. Go sign up. It's only $1 to get in a survivor pool for the NFL. If we get 50 people, I'm putting $50 of my own money on the line to the winner. Just a good way for us to have some fun and generate some content and things to talk about. That's all I got, Ted. That's all I got.
Hopefully I'm back next week. Week to week contract, so hopefully they can bring back one more week. So
yeah, we'll have to talk to
Let's go to Bowling Green. Whatever the heck their mascot is.
No, you're done, dude. Tennessee, we're gonna be singing Rocky Top. 8 o'clock that might be the bet, dude. You come in next week. You sing Rocky Top.
What are you singing when they lose?
I don't know. Y'all think about it. Put it on Twitter. Bye, everybody.
I will.
Good luck,
guys.